Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, up and down the Kuskokwim. I'm Grady Deaton. It is August 15th, 2018, and we have an excellent show, a light show planned for you today. We're going to catch a couple of tracks about coffee. We're going to listen to an interview with Bureau of Land Management Representative Maureen Clark relative to the mammoth tusk that was stolen, reflect a little bit on some other stolen artifacts, and also catch another song. So, without further ado, I want to mention the Coffee at KYUK mug giveaway that we held. Jen Peaks, call out to Jen Peaks. You were a winner in one of the two coffee mugs that we gave away. Please contact KYUK or drop by the station to pick up your coffee mug. Jen won that mug by participating in our email giveaway. We ask callers and listeners to email us at coffee@kyuk.org with their recommendations, comments, criticisms, stories, especially subsistence activity stories. We're always recruiting citizen subsistence reporters. Today there's an opener. I just want to note Subdistrict 1A will open to commercial salmon fishing for 6 hours this evening from 6 p.m. till 11:59 p.m. That's today, August 15th. The area is defined as the portion of District 1 that's upstream of the regulatory markers at Bethel to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game markers at the Bogus Creek mouth. Now, subsistence fishing will be allowed during this opening. Since there are no commercial salmon processors for the area, this opening is for those registered with the department as catcher sellers. There is also today the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting. That's at 10 a.m. at the Bethel Fish and Game office. Those meetings are always open to the public, and you can participate by teleconferencing in at 1-800-315-6338 and entering 58756-pound to enter the conference. You can get more information from Jen at 543-2931. A special call out to all potential citizen subsistence reporters. We're looking for your stories, we're looking for your anecdotes, and we're looking for your feedback on how we can better serve you with information relative to your subsistence activities in the upcoming season. All right, well, I want to kick off to a song. Here comes Edward Tobin with the song Hot Coffee. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. Thank you. your morning. Hope it jazzes up your morning. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Grady Deaton. And, you know, some of my listeners might remember, I don't, I wasn't in town at the time, but 3 years ago, we experienced a theft there at YKHC of some artifacts, including a carved walrus tusk. You know, these kinds of thefts go on all the time. Recently, you might have heard the news about the mammoth tusk that has been stolen in an outlying village. Let's talk to Maureen Clark, or actually, Petra Harbick had the chance to sit down with Maureen Clark and find out a few more details about that missing mammoth tusk. Let's go to that now.
Hi, tell me your first and last name and who you work for.
My name is Maureen Clark, and I'm a public affairs specialist with the Bureau of Land Management Anchorage District in Anchorage.
I was coming across your website not too long ago, and I saw this little news information about a stolen mammoth tusk. Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, that's correct. We had a mammoth tusk stolen from the Campbell Creek Science Center early on the morning of Thursday, March 8th. The Science Center was burglarized, and the tusk was taken at that time.
Are you able to describe the tusk for me?
Yes, it was large. It was about 5.5 feet long. It was curved. It was 8 inches in diameter on one end and 6 inches in diameter on the other end. And it was kind of dark and light brown, kind of mottled. And it weighs about 100 pounds.
Where was this mammoth tusk displayed?
It was kept on display at the Campbell Creek Science Center. The Campbell Creek Science Center is an environmental education center operated by the BLM here in Anchorage. We have a lot of school programs as well as adult and family programs at the Science Center. And the tusk was displayed in our classroom. It sat on a counter and people could touch it and kind of get an idea of just how big a mammoth was. It was something that could kind of capture your imagination, because really, how often do you get to touch something that's left behind by an animal that roamed the earth 10,000 years ago?
Is there any final comments you want to include for the stolen mammoth tusk, Maureen?
Just that it was a really wonderful artifact, and we'd sure like to have it back.
And how can people get a hold of you if anybody comes across this mammoth tusk?
They should call the Bureau of Land Management at 907-271-6622, or they can email blmalaska@blm.gov. And I do want to mention that there is a reward of up to $500 for information leading to the recovery of the stolen tusk.
And if anybody wants to call anonymously, are they able to do so?
You know what? I'm not sure of the answer to that. I only know the number. That's a good question, and I don't know.
Okay.
I would suspect so, but I don't know.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on our show, Coffee at KYK, and I hope you guys find the stolen mammoth tusk.
Thanks a whole lot for getting the word out about this, Petra. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, Maureen did get back to us that, of course, you can contact the Bureau of Land Management anonymously at the number she provided. You know, the theft of artifacts, whether they're natural artifacts or art, these things steal from our future generations and their ability to learn and understand about things that we lose in these ways. So if you have any information regarding that or any other thefts relative to artifacts, whether it's the older stuff that was taken from the YKHC or things that you might not even have been reported stolen yet, if you know of artifacts stolen, please contact the authorities and let them know this ensures the education of our future generations about the beautiful artifacts and history of our region. So I'm going to take another chance to get another song in before the end of our show. Here comes Black Coffee in Bed by Ernie Halter.
There's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was. And there's ash in the pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that rings your goodbye. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm back on the beat. Stain on my notebook says nothing to me. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm out with a friend. Friend with lips full of passion and coffee in bed. With the way that you left me, I can hardly contain. The hurt and the anger, the joy and the pain. Not knowing I'm single, there'll be fire in my eyes, and a stain on my notebook for a new love tonight. She's gone, and I'm out with a friend. Out with a friend with lips full of passion and coffee in bed. From lips without passion to lips with a kiss, there's nothing of your love that I'll ever miss. The stain on my notebook remains all that's left of the memory of late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed.
That was Ernie Halter's Black Coffee in Bed. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK here on KYUK, public media for Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I want to give that last shout-out again to Jen Peaks to come in and pick up your John Active coffee mug that was given away for our listener write-in giveaway last month. And I want to reiterate, please, don't hesitate to contact us at coffee@kyuk.org with show ideas, subsistence activities, your pictures of said activities, and any recommendations or concerns relative to this show. And what do you like with your coffee in the morning? We'd like to make this a special interest show. Send us an email at coffee@kyuk.org and tell us what your morning routine is all about. That's almost all the time I have today. I'm going to cut it off early. After the outro, you're going to hear in the morning here Dr. John's Accentuate the Positive. So I'm excited about that. Stay tuned for that. And on Native America Calling, dictionaries are a handy reference. Native language dictionaries are also a resource for those learning or relearning their languages. The process of creating a native language dictionary can be a difficult and time-consuming task. The Crow Language Consortium hoped to document 10,000 words at a recent 10-day session, specifically for collecting words from fluent speakers. They ended up with 15,000. The words will go into an online and print dictionary, and today on Native American Calling, we'll learn more about how various tribes are working to write down their languages. Stay tuned for that and more here on KYUK. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.